This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Fennelli.
Welcome back to the broadcast, everybody. Rich Sheepin sitting in for Vincent Fennelli, live from Montana, hour number two. I'm going to go to some healthcare articles here, and then I'm going to go into a few different rants and sidebars like I normally do. Okay, so without wasting any time, this is a bombshell. Fauci and Gates actually admit, and I've mentioned these articles specifically independently yesterday when I was interviewing Dr. Norm Shealy. So if you want to go to USAprepares.com, go into archives, or pardon me, GCNlive.com, go into archives and then click on USAprepares.com. You got to put in the date. You can hear that into 2-hour interview with Dr. Norm Shealy. But Fauci and Gates are literally admitting COVID vaccines do not work in a shocking statement. The vaccinated are dropping dead in plain view as shop Fauci, and the media admits total vaccination failure. But to show you how stupid they think you are, they're telling you because people are dropping dead in plain view and the vaccination is a failure. Look, we've given so many examples of how they put you in a hospital, they're killing you with vents, they're killing you with remdesivir, or giving you kidney failure, renal failure. Look, with all these published articles in the public domain, I've already talked about on how they haven't isolated the virus and how people are dying from the vaccines and the cures that are being withheld, the graphene oxide, the spike proteins in all organs in autopsies, the word breakthrough, antibody dependency. Look, we've talked about this till we're blue in the face. Decrease. How many articles have we given on your immune system being decreased and antibody dependency and blood clotting and gosh, all the deaths from heart attacks and strokes and blood clots and brain aneurysms and lung embolisms. It goes on and on and on. I am blue in the face talking about it. I'm literally out of breath. See, they're not doing their job. That's the theme of this broadcast today. No one is doing their job. All they care about is damage control. And manufacturing narratives and propaganda, cover-ups, setups, lies. That's what they do. Haven't you noticed the cyber attacks are mostly happening to the industries and the people who the Dems want to cancel? They are literally, I'm literally giving articles here, folks. I'm going to continue with a couple more. But despite all this, the Fifth Circuit Court calls for mandating fatally flawed vaccines, and the Biden administration ignored it. The Fifth Circuit Court are calling the mandate fatally flawed. You don't have to read between the lines for the words fatally flawed. And Dr. Peter McCullough calls for an immediate vaccination halt. The NIH gave EcoHealth Alliance authority to self-police risky gain-of-function experiments in Wuhan. That's like you giving some of these criminals your wallet and you asking them to self-police it. Are you kidding me? And the Biden White House is literally telling businesses to follow vaccine mandates despite the court blocking this. Side effects mount as Biden, FDC, CDC, and NIH have abandoned all health call from OSHA oversight due to overreaching COVID vaccine mandate. Every state to withdraw from all these federal regulatory commissions. Every organization and institution is corrupt. It's a criminal cabal, people. It's a takedown and a takeover. Even the Associated Press, after all these months, are now admitting people who are the vaccinated are the ones spreading COVID and filling up hospitals and getting sick. And they literally think that you're so stupid that they're calling these clot shots a different name under the name of booster shots and that you're going to take them. You can't make this stuff up. I can't believe this next article. Hope you're sitting down. A Biden advisor says that getting these clot shots into five-year-olds is the key to stopping inflation. Do you know how stupid that kindergarten comment is? Do you know how dumb that is? You know how many hours we've talked about inflation and why it's happening? I mean, inflation definition 101 is the printing of money. What do you think's happening right now? And scientists want to stamp children with invisible ink to prove they've been vaccinated. People are going to really question if they should take their children to the hospital for birth. And Biden's Marxist Treasury nominee says the quiet part out loud on fossil fuels. We want them to all go bankrupt. Same thing with why are they taking down fertilizer plants and shutting them down? They want food to shut down. They want commerce to shut down. No one's doing their job. You see where we're going here? Pfizer admits myocarditis risk for 5 to 12-year-olds requires 5-year study. Well, how many millions of these children have already gotten the jab? And there's no liability immunity. 40-year-old actress Mel Stewart had a stroke after COVID-19 jab, and she still supports the vaccination even though she had part of her brain removed. You can't make this stuff up. COVID-negative patients are overwhelming hospitals exactly as predicted with antibody-dependent enhancement. Next, cardiologist who said he won't cry at a funeral for selfish unvaccinated people suddenly dies in his sleep after taking his third COVID jab. It's not about experts. It's not about official authorities. There isn't any left. There's people who read and research who are not going to take the bribe or the blackmail, and then there's patriots who read and research who care about their country and put their country first. Next, Public Health Scotland data shows 89% of COVID deaths over the past month occurred in fully vaccinated. 89%. I wish I had more time. University of California football team game canceled after 44 positive COVID tests. The team is 99% vaccinated. And first of all, there's no such thing as a positive COVID test. We've given so many examples of PCR tests being fraud with false positives, and the new tests have been recalled by the thousands. People are getting sick, and it's the vaccinated. Okay? These are excerpts from all the articles that I've given. Here's a good article right here titled, What's Killing Them? In the past 18 months, England and Wales report 65,000 excess deaths not related to the coronavirus infection. What do you think's killing them, folks? You think it could be the vaccine? Would you be surprised? We've only given 1,000-plus of these articles. Next, Texas Health and Human Services denies monoclonal antibody treatments for white people. I'm not making this stuff up, people. Next, pro football, Green Bay Packers quarterback Rodgers. Aaron Rodgers, remember how much flack he's been getting from the powers that be because he didn't take the so-called scripted clot shot, the bioweapon, what they're calling a vaccine? Well, he's back at play right now because he took ivermectin. And yet Pittsburgh quarterback Roethlisberger, who has been vaccinated, is out with some sickness. Not making this stuff up. In the Netherlands, experts say new lockdown needed despite 85% vax rate. Let me decode that for you, people. What that means is that they don't want the unvaccinated to mix with the vaccinated because of all the transmission. They don't want people to see because they're still trying to blame everything on the unvaccinated, which we've given 1,000 pieces of evidence from scientists, researchers, physicians that have done the studies that show absolutely total opposite. See, we are practicing eugenics. We are practicing genocide out in the open. Wars, censorship, surveillance, political imprisonment, cover-ups, desensitizing to murder and pedophilia, no due process, plausible deniability schemes, political imprisonment, urban and suburban lawlessness. Censorship and surveillance is off the charts, people. Election voter fraud. We are practicing this in the open. Foreign interference, state-sponsored racism, sexism, setups, and false flags. Economic demolition, fake news, fake and bought and paid for science, toxic poison drugs, food, water, and nutrition given to the people. Depopulation for the greater good, even though we can do this on a volunteer basis, and I've talked about that. Groups demanding to lower the bars and standards and expectations for a job. All funded by you, the U.S. taxpayer. Hospitals diagnosing COVID for the money, getting tens of thousands of dollars. This is called delegitimizing work, people. That's what's happening. Think about all the things that, I'm going to do a halt here on articles for a while. I'm kind of shooting from the hip here. But think about some of the things that we've talked about when certain people demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. You're getting it from your group. You're getting it from nepotism connections. In other words, it's not earned. Now, let's just go over some of the articles that I just mentioned today. Never mind over the months and years. Look at the military. It's woke. Look at how they've lowered the bars of standards and expectations for their job. Teachers, academia. You've heard me talk many times about lawyers, judges, politicians, and bankers. Private central bankers. Do you think printing money adds value? When the courts has no rule of law. You've heard me talk about, and it's not me talking about it. These are published articles in the public domain. This isn't Rich making this up. Everything I'm saying here, this is a short list. Look at the articles that we've mentioned over the months and years about the FBI, the DOJ, the CIA, government workers, big corporations. These are articles that I've mentioned, published in the public domain, calling them Gestapo and the SS. How about the CDC, the FDA, the NIH, the AMA, the World Health Organization, the WHO, Big Pharma, basically all healthcare, hospitals, doctors, you know, making money for a COVID diagnosis, which physicians are saying that they can't even isolate this SARS-2 COVID. How about the mainstream media promoting propaganda, hoaxes, false flags? How about the journalists? All these people I've mentioned, all these institutions have literally betrayed the trust of the people and corrupted their profession. There is zero confidence in all these government and big corporation organizations and institutions, including NGOs.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business.
So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
Like everybody, Rich Sheep is sitting in for Vince, and basically before the break I was talking about kind of a brief synopsis, a summary of how the damage to demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job based on what group you're in, whether it be some type of victim group status or protectionist group status, which is nepotism connections. Basically, when you don't earn it, there's no value. This is what's happened. I'm going to continue with the short list. Let's look at integrity of elections that I talked about today. This is countrywide. This is not just the installation of the resident in the White House. This is down ballot, and it's all proven. And Mike Lindell is supposed to go to the Supreme Court right before Thanksgiving and give all that information. And that's going to be the true proof if we're America or not. That's going to be it right there. Now, we know Justice Thomas is one of the few, maybe you could throw Alito in there, I guess, is one of the few Americans that we have left on the Supreme Court, because Kavanaugh and Amy Barrett has obviously thrown America under the bus. So this is what we are hoping for. We're hoping for American sellouts, rhinos, treasonous traitors to be identified. Do you think the economy's real? I've talked a lot over the years about economics and financial stuff. Do you think the economy's real at all? If you do, please send me a check and I will send you a bridge. It may be virtual, but what they're doing is they're setting the stage to replace you with robotics, automation, and artificial intelligence. That's what the technocracy and the plutocracy wants. And I have proved it many, many times over the years. How about law enforcement kicking out the good guys so they can bring in their brown shirts? Do you know that in the Democrat stronghold areas in America, thieves are stealing more than $100 million worth of merchandise from retailers every day? In other words, a.k.a. shoplifting. More than $100 million worth of merchandise. Do you think small and medium-sized businesses are going to continue? No, because that's what they want, a fascist system. This is what happens when they want full control. Government and big corporations are going to demand that you do, whether you kill yourself with some sort of so-called under the guise of medicine or how whatever they want you to do. If they knock on your door and they want to take your child for pedophilia or some satanic ritual and you don't condone it, well, you're not going to get food. You might not get water. You might not get a job. That's how they're going to do it. This is what happens when we're politically correct. This is what happens when you're afraid to be called controversial, racist, bigot, sexist, misogynist, homophobe, intolerant, violent, hate, or conspiracy theory. And they all have subsets because I've talked about it many times, including what's the biggest under racist? White supremacist. This is what happens when you're afraid to be disliked and afraid to tell the truth. That's called lack of courage. How about our Border Patrol? Look at all our good guys who are leaving, and the borders are about to be wide open. They're using the so-called death jab to kick out our Border Patrol. I have given so many examples of openly practicing genocide and eugenics. It's not just Gates and Fauci. There's many, many people. We should have a Nuremberg II trial yesterday. How about all the terminology and words being redefined, like vaccines? See, don't listen to an official authority or an expert. It means nothing. Most of them, if they're put in place, they've been bribed and blackmailed to sell out America for selling the analogy. This is what happens when we lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. This is what happens when you delegitimize work. They shove this agenda down your throat. I've talked about this agenda many times. Forced austerity. No representation for the little guy. Delegitimizing work. Crashing the economy. Getting rid of President Trump. No more free market supply and demand. Eliminating cash and creating some type of government centralized cryptocurrency. Anything centralized is the enemy for basically 93% of the people. Stopping patriotic peaceful assembly, allowing technologically controlled China to take over the UN, the World Health Organization, Hollywood, Soros, Gates, creating more unemployment, social distancing, making you submissive, breaking your will, hiding Joe Biden in the basement with virtual reality, eliminating voting legitimacy, rigging everything by mail, domestic violence, depression, division, chaos, infighting, and creep.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's N-U-T-R-I Medical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Jurors will deliberate Tuesday in the Kyle Rittenhouse trial, a day after the prosecution and defense offered opposite assessments of his actions last year during riots in Kenosha, Wisconsin. A misdemeanor weapons possession charge and a non-criminal curfew violation were dismissed by Judge Bruce Schroeder prior to deliberations. President Biden pressed Chinese President Xi on Beijing's human rights practices in an over three-hour call on Monday, while Xi Jinping warned that China would respond to provocation on Taiwan. Neither side talked about the coronavirus that has killed millions of people worldwide. Border guru Vice President Kamala Harris has offered no leadership on the border crisis this week. This as Customs and Border Protection reported over 164,000 illegal immigrant encounters along the southern border in October. USA Radio News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Former President Trump aide Steve Bannon turned himself in and appeared before a judge to face criminal contempt charges for defying a subpoena from Congress January 6 committee.
Former President Donald Trump advisor Stephen Bannon surrendered to federal agents on charges of contempt of Congress. When he surrendered to federal law enforcement agents, Bannon was mobbed by members of the media as he surrendered to federal officials at an FBI field office in Washington, D.C. Bannon attorney David Schoen.
He didn't refuse to comply. He made quite clear that if a court ordered him to comply, he would do that. But he had an obligation to honor the privilege that was invoked. And in terms of prosecuting this criminally, it violates settled Department of Justice policy.
The arraignment for Bannon on contempt of Congress charges was postponed to November 18th. He was released on his own recognizance ahead of the next hearing.
Mr. Bannon, by the way,
not just Trump people and not just conservatives. Every progressive and every liberal in this country that likes freedom of speech and liberty, okay, should be fighting for this case. That's why I'm here today. For everybody, I'm never going to back down. They took on the wrong guy this time, okay?
From the USA Radio News, West Texas Bureau, I'm Brad Bernards.
Researchers have located a temporary second moon floating around the Earth, measuring in at just 164 feet in diameter. Estimations indicate that after 300 years, it will break its orbit and journey out into space. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
It's gonna be sliding. When you go to the for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAprepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelly.
Welcome back, everybody. Before the break, I was talking about the agenda, the chart, the small, short chart that I prepared well over a year ago, and I'm going to continue with it. Eliminating the Constitution, freedom, liberty, rule of law, all this food shortages, starvation, eugenics, genocide, war, depopulation, eliminating free speech, forced vaccines, immunity passports, forced lockdowns, house arrest, delegitimizing work, increasing unemployment. See, this is what happens, folks, when the elite call you useful idiots and say you have to stick up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun, and not being an American. That's what's happening in America. Okay? This is why I talk about the delegitimization of work. Because people, you got to remember, this is all connected. All this reset, all this creating a civil war with Blantifa,
the brown shirts, the UN mercenary troops, climate change, COVID. This is the largest transfer of wealth and financial enslavement that's happened in the history of the world. The reset, the vaccine, all this stuff, social credit scores, all the tyranny that you're seeing, the surveillance, the assigned sustainability scores, ESG, EDI, MMT, UBI, digital centralized crypto, anything centralized, run by non-elected people. This is all by design. I've talked about this before. People have to realize this is all planned, every bit of it. So, you know, the reason why I mention the things that I've seen and experienced personally is because of the fact that I got to tell the truth. I don't want to lie and make things up. That's why I use published articles in the public domain. But who else is going to share your experiences to the public but yourself? And I'll go back in time a little bit. Back in the late 70s, around 79, I was living in New York. One of my goals was to, my plan A, was to literally get a job at the New York City Fire Department. I had a bunch of friends there. I was, I wasn't the most fit guy in the world, but I could bench press 365 pounds. I can carry most people up a ladder. Well, that was the year the women's group sued. They couldn't pass the physical tests. So they literally sued to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. The hard work, poor results, qualification was all out the window. Well, then I got a degree in forestry, and I was trying to get a job with the National Forest Service to come out to Montana, which was my plan B. And I was going to, when I was going to be working for the fire department, I was going to retire after 20 years at 39 and come out to Montana and live this way. So when I thought I was a shoo-in for the National Forest Service, and I was even interviewed by a white male who told me he could not hire me because I was a white male. They ended up hiring two girls right out of high school, no experience, no education. Again, lowering the bars of standards and expectations for the job, delegitimizing work. And I was, when I was with GlaxoSmithKline, and I have the articles here to prove it. So you always hear me say when you feel entitled to play the victim group status card, you're destroying our country. You are literally creating and setting the standard and precedence for demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations. And then you demand no protection, rights, or restitution under the rule of law for the people who've been affected and targeted. So the rule of law now has no more respect or credibility. And what do? You enable and protect the most corrupt companies in the country. And you give them liability immunity. So you destroy capitalism, you enforce fraud, you increase the illegitimacy of work and jobs, and you create a fascist system with more wealth inequality. Because too many people have been dubbed as useful idiots to protect the group, their hyphen, and their pronoun. So when I was working for GlaxoSmithKline, and you can't, nobody can make the argument that we haven't given free lunch to Big Pharma. I try to get a job, a demotion, as a part-time job share after working for them for 14 years. They told me, human resources told me the job was for females only. So they were literally hiring women off the street with much less proven results, qualifications, experience than I had. So let me prove to you that what happens when you enable and protect the most corrupt companies and government departments. Drug giant, these are articles in front of me, all published in the public domain. Drug giant pleads guilty, fined $3 billion for drug marketing, defrauding Medicare and Medicaid out of billions of dollars. Think about that, folks. When you're getting less money for Medicare that you put into the kitty, you can directly blame not just GlaxoSmithKline, but the people who have literally felt entitled to play the victim group status card and to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations. Next, pharmaceutical giant. GlaxoSmith client accidentally releases live polio virus in the environment. Published article, public domain. This is a rap sheet, folks. If you did one-millionth of what I'm saying here, you'd be in the who's a gal for life. Next article, U.S. media blackout. Italian court rules vaccine causes autism. Do you know how they hid that? And they paid out $63 million to vaccine victims. I have it right in front of me. I have, I got so many articles here. GlaxoSmithKline begins testing experimental Ebola vaccines on West Africans. GlaxoSmithKline now admits involving in criminal bribery days after denials. Widely hyped GlaxoSmithKline cancer vaccine fails in clinical trials. GlaxoSmithKline accused of secretive clinical trials of antibiotics, bizarre demands over for control over results. GlaxoSmithKline deliberately hid evidence of Avandia harm, says Senate report. GlaxoSmithKline closes pharmaceutical giant plant after deadly Legionnaires bacteria found contaminating the facility. You can't make this stuff up, people. GlaxoSmithKline bribery admission ensnares celebrity Dr. Drew and other physicians. GlaxoSmithKline settles price fraud lawsuit with 40 states. Do you still think this feudal system is beneficial to the people? Are you still saying in your mind, oh, well, this guy's got to be a controversial racist, biggest sex massagist, homophobic, see what I'm saying? They're using divide and conquer strategies and dumbing down people to get certain groups to demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations to divert from their crimes. GlaxoSmithKline to pay $750 million to settle whistleblower lawsuits for tainted drugs. You can't make this stuff up. GlaxoSmithKline engaged in bribery corruption planet-wide. These are articles published in the public domain. GlaxoSmithKline fined nearly $500 million for criminal bribery of doctors and hospitals in China. GlaxoSmithKline creates monstrous 6-in-1 vaccine jabs specifically for children in developing countries. GlaxoSmithKline to pay $120 million for fraudulent pill practice. GlaxoSmithKline fined less than $100,000 for killing 14 babies during vaccine trials. GlaxoSmithKline reportedly threatened diabetes expert over Avandia warnings. FDA slips manufacturer on ongoing bacterial contamination. Guess which company that is? Vaccines cause autism, says confidential document from corrupt drug company. Guess which corrupt drug company I'm talking about? Folks, when we have people feeling entitled to play the victim group status card, delegitimizing work and demanding to lower the standards and expectations for a job, we are enabling and protecting the most corrupt companies and governments in the world, and we're giving them liability immunity. And they're giving us back wealth inequality. And the useful idiots, instead of sticking up for your country and being proud of earning your job, you're sticking up for your group, your hyphen, and your pronoun. So we change the rule of law with precedence. We give the elite companies and the people free lunch, and they're killing your people with a bioweapon. Congratulations. This is what happens when you delegitimize work and they give you back divide and conquer strategies. We have people in the system who have literally sold out to the highest bidder. While they're using our taxpayer dollars to create propaganda to manufacture perception and self-importance and their own self-preservation, using double standards and hypocrisies and brainwashing people along the way. And us, the little people, have no representation. We are losing out biologically, chemically, technologically, prosperity-wise, psychologically. We're being neutered. We're allowing the elite to poison us against ourselves. When you give people anything based on what gender, skin pigmentation, shade, sexual orientation, religion, ideology, generation. This is race baiting. This is a template, a playbook, a flowchart for destruction. They're using Hegelian dialectic. They're using group identity politics, professional wordsmithing, media propaganda, subliminal messaging in every sitcom and movie out there. This is why I say standing for principle is so important. Just three little things for a base. The same rules, laws, and accountability for everybody. The second is truth. And third is if someone has less consequences for their behavior because of what group they come from, you get to do it too. These people have made you demand to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. They've insulted your work ethic, your ability, and your intelligence. They've degraded you. They've disrespected you because they say you can't compete because they need their crimes to be covered up. At the same time, they make you submissive to break your will if you speak the truth. And they use hijacked, by definition, politically correct buzzwords while they're demonizing, discrediting, and delegitimizing the people who tell the truth. This is what happens when you lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job, people. You have no more prosperity, no access to opportunity or knowledge. You're the people who have demanded to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job have literally destroyed America and rewarded mediocrity. Ingenuity, productivity, innovation is gone. Well, so many people think, well, obviously, you know, people who say that, oh, they hate certain skin pigmentations, or they hate certain genders, or they hate certain sexual orientations, or religions, or blah, blah, blah. No! It's about the job. It's about doing the job, and I'll talk about some of the hypocrisies after the break. You can't continue to be politically correct. But live in the consequences of decades of inaction towards it right now. I'll be right back after the break.
Hi, I'm Al Abaroa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Inflation is picking up, markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. Nobody wants to run out of money in retirement. That's why I'm going to share something that your financial advisor doesn't want you to know. With our investment strategy, when the stock market goes up, you earn a market-linked return that locks in every year. And when the stock market goes down, your investments won't lose a dime. There are no unnecessary fees, and it works for your investments, money at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500 and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine Tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
All right, folks. We certainly appreciate you being here today. Rich Sheben sitting in for Vincent Finelli, and this is the last segment of the broadcast. And, you know, I talk often about hypocrisies and double standards, you know, but everybody gravitates to their group, their pronoun, their hyphen, because they are too intellectually lazy or they're suffering from Stockholm syndrome, cognitive dissonance, or their ego and pride is so great that they're afraid to admit that they're wrong. But I've given plenty of hypocrisies and double standards over the years. We can write a book on just that specific topic. How come all of Bill Clinton's rape victims that came forward and Joy Behar called them tramps? How come when Chelsea Clinton gets a job right out of college for almost $1 million a year, her mother flies around the world talking about white privilege and carbon footprints so they can sell their sanctioned narrative to the little people? How come Paula Jones got $850,000 to shut up, one of Behar's tramps? How come worldwide combat deaths, 99.9% of male, work mortality, 94% male, homicide, 76% male, suicide, 75% male? All this male privilege, all this white privilege, but not one of these feminists, of these people talking that way, mention the names that we have mentioned on the air, the top wealthiest 200 families, who are mostly white, mostly run by males. And I've spent a lot of time talking about brave women. I've mentioned a lot of them, a lot of names. Sidney Powell, Dr. Judy Mekovits, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Candace Owens. Candace Owens, she got famous because she was tired of being called a victim because she was black and she was female. Dr. Carol Swain, awesome lady. Marjorie Taylor Greene, Lauren Boebert, Diamond and Silk, Katie Hopkins, Arizona State Senator Wendy Rogers, Dr. Simone Gold. Look, there's a whole list of people I've given credit to being brave, and what I call the pick effect, the pick coefficient. Patriotism, intelligence, and courage. And courage is defined by the willingness to be hated for telling the truth. See, what we're going into today, folks, God, I just look at everything I have prepared. I might have gotten to 50%.
I'm going to end this broadcast with my high jumper analogy. Now, I'm going to be brief because I know I have seconds left. Years ago, let's say I was an employer. Years ago, I was looking for an applicant. Let's say two applicants to be a high jumper, which is an Olympic event. So I raised the bar years ago at 6 feet. I had 500 applicants, 1% passed, five people. The second interview, I talked about diet, workout regime, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications. What's your weight? What's the, you know, what's your lifestyle like? Do you drink too much? Do you take drugs? Because I was qualifying people, and I raised the bar at 6 feet to disqualify 99% of the applicants. So today, I can't do a 6-foot bar. I'm making a very long story short, folks, but I'm still keeping context. So I lowered the bar from 6 feet today to 6 inches because I don't want to offend somebody. Because God forbid somebody tattletales, and I'm a controversial racist, bigot, sex, misogynist, homophobe, patrolling, violent, hair, conspiracy theorist. Or I have white privilege. So if bar's only 6 feet or 6 inches now, only 1% fail. You know, the people who are high on drugs or drunk or something like that. So now for my second interview, I'm interviewing 495 applicants instead of five. Well, instead of asking them the questions about their diet, their workout regime, hard work, effort, proven results, qualifications, lifestyle, now this offends people, or there are legal questions. So I have to lower the bars of standards and expectations for my two applicants I'm hiring. Well, apparently, maybe I got a loan or something, but there was some type of wealthy person who I'm obligated to hire, their kid. Nepotism connections. So that's one person. So who am I going to hire for the second person? Well, I got to go through all my applications and hire them based on their skin pigmentation shade, their gender, the gender they identify as, their sexual orientation, their religion. That is America, or this is America today. So we keep being politically correct. We keep demanding to lower the bars of standards and expectations for a job. And we're afraid to say something because we're afraid to be disliked or be called names. And America's going to get what they deserve. Appreciate you being here, folks. You all have a great Tuesday. And Vince will be back tomorrow. Take care.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.